thing, right? Right after I find the guy or gal that made this bullet. A rod?
It was me!
No.
Yep, Negan found the bullet. That's what happened last night in The Walking Dead. You're caught up.
Thanks.
That's your show, isn't it?
It is, and last night was the mid-season finale, so it was a 90-minute episode last night as well, and I'm like, you know what? I won't watch that tonight.
Look,
I'll watch that tomorrow night. Now, no point.
I just saved him 90 minutes.
Yeah, you did. I mean, yeah.
You're all heart. Thank you.
Any shows that you want to spoil for anybody?
No, because I didn't. I'm only really into Walking Dead, and then a couple of my other shows have now wrapped up. The Strain and Secrets and Lies. They've both done now.
Secrets and Lies. How did that end? Who's guilty?
The sister.
Oh wow! He
just done.
You guys don't have to watch that show for a while now. You are good.
I feel bad now.
Was that the finale too? Is that how it ended? Or
what's like, that?
Is the show over with for the season? Or
Yeah, it's done, yeah.
Secrets and Lies. So, Secrets and Lies is each season. The first one was with Ryan Phillippe.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows this detective on her cases.
Okay.
So the second season, which is what Pets just ruined for everybody, is a completely different story. Same detective, but completely different story.
Okay.
And so you go through it. She tries to figure out who killed the person who was killed.
Oh, and he just ruined it for everybody.
Makes you feel good though, getting that out, doesn't it?
You don't have to check your DVR or anything. Yeah. Just listen to Pets.
It's good. It's Monday.
Makes you feel good getting that out. I'm happy now.
You probably had, like, people are like, you know, line something up that you want to do on Monday so Mondays don't seem so terrible. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Somebody's probably like, I'm going to watch Secrets and Lies tonight.
And I'll say it saved you the job.
Pets said, psych. No, you're not.
Does that bother you if people spoil shows?
Yes,
they tell
do.
You?
But, like, why? Some people set themselves up for the kill. I can't stand the person's like, hey, dude, don't tell me anything about the show. I got it on a DVR, and I don't want to look at Facebook or anything all day. And then it's like, you know that's going to happen. Like, you're going to get spoiled before you get home.
I'd rather know how it ends and decide if I like that ending, if I deem it watchable. That's how I read books, right? Like, right now I'm reading The Da Vinci Code.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I just flip to the end. I'm like, I'll read that.
that's a good strategy. I mean, that's what I do sometimes too. I'm just like, that's
it's tough with shows like The Walking Dead though, because it's so big, like you
can't get away from
it. You have to physically not go near any social media, not look at any like internet or anything at all. You need to just like detox for the whole day until you actually watch it, because it is everywhere. I've seen it on numerous different websites already this morning. I'm like, yep, quickly scroll past that.
All right, well, Negan, find the bullet. found the bullet.
Thank you.
All right, what show do you want to ruin for someone? You can tell us how it ends. Tweet at Petch Namier 424-1234 to be part of the show.